Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. Here we are, the day after Ash Wednesday, and we've entered this great season of Lent, this penitential season. It's a season I hope together we can walk through with a deep commitment to embracing all the grace that the Lord has for us in this time. This really is a time of self-denial. It's a time of self-emptying. It's a time of humbling ourselves. And all of that, friends, is to not earn points, so to speak, or simply to fix ourselves, because really the whole road to holiness in the Christian life is a cooperation with the work of God in us. Holiness is God's gift to us. It's not our personal achievement. But the Lord loves to include us. I mean, obviously, right? He wants us to cooperate with Him and the work of the Spirit that we've said yes to. So we've received the forgiveness of our sins as Christians. We've received God's action that has dealt with the sin problem, that is the power of sin at work in us that separates us from God, causes us to be subject to death and to be eternally separated from God. Jesus died once for all on the cross. He shed His blood. He came to take away sin, and He did that through the shedding of His blood. He made His life an offering to God, an act of love by which we've been saved. Jesus did so much, that mystery, and we will give glory to Him for all eternity in that act of love of His dying on the cross. He gave to God what belongs to God. He loved God with all His heart, soul, mind, and strength. He's the second Adam. The first Adam failed in that. And we all did too. And we still do today. But Jesus came to take away the sting of sin and death, right? He took it away. He took away its power to have a definitive hold on us, to control our destiny. We were powerless to do anything about it. And Jesus came, and He humbled Himself, became obedient even unto death. He gave His whole being, His whole heart, soul, mind, and strength in love to the Father by obeying Him. And Jesus reveals to us something that's really important for us to remember as we're beginning this Lenten journey. That what is sin? Sin's not just a feeling or something. Sin is a decision at some level in which when we decide to say no to God's will, our hearts have not yet been perfected, but the Holy Spirit has been given to us, and He's promised to us, prophets promised to us that we'd be given a new heart, a new spirit. That is what? The heart of the Lord Jesus that loved the Father. And that is a new power within us. So as we enter into Lent and the disciplines that posture us and help us be in a position of docility and attentiveness to the Lord, we know that we're not doing it simply on our own strength, but we're cooperating with the work of the Spirit in us, who's doing this in brothers and sisters all over the world. The Lord cares about these seasons. He values these seasons. He wants to help us in these seasons. That's why they've been instituted. That's why they've been part of the whole history of Judeo-Christian revelation, the whole story of the journey of the people of God. But as Christians, we know that the Holy One dwells in us, and it's the Holy Spirit who helps us, and we follow the prompting and the leading, and we say yes to the grace that the Holy Spirit is giving to us. And we don't let our failings and our sin condemn us. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because we know He died once and He dealt with all of our sin. We humbly turn to God when we fall. We go to the sacrament of reconciliation. We receive absolution for our sin, especially mortal sins, those deadly sins that we maybe have said yes to. And the Lord takes them away. The Lord is passionate about our response to Him and His conforming us to the image of Himself. He promised to the Father, you could put it this way, His commission from the Father is to bring us home. into the presence of the Father. To do that, we must be made holy, like Jesus, to enter the holy place. And Jesus is purifying us. He's making us ready for the day, the moment when we enter into the presence of God the Father fully. And so seasons like this take seriously what the Lord says about his commandments and about obeying his commandments and what's at stake. And we get serious about it. So what can happen in our culture today, in the culture, because we're living now in a consumerist society, it's set 24/7 on trying to preoccupy us and get our attention. So they get our attention, can have one hand in our pocket and be able to build businesses because we're attentive to them and responsive to them. But we don't have a broader culture with habits that are acknowledged by that culture that help us cooperate with the rhythm of life and prayer and attentiveness to God. Bells ringing in the town. Cities shut down on Sundays to honor the Lord's Day. Habits of daily prayer that happen in seasons like this that maybe in some parts of the world it's happening even now, but there were times when whole cultures were responding and attentive and say, hey, we're all making our way through this season of Lent and the Lord's with us. Let's do it together. And it makes it a lot easier. But now, with the incredible pace of life and the constant noise 24/7 that we're exposed to, it's like you go to Ash Wednesday, okay, got that in. We hustled there this morning. I got the kids to school and ran to Mass and get to work. We got the ashes. And then all of a sudden, the next time we come up, we're attentive to it. We resurface, on Holy Week, to the Triduum. Instead of a pilgrimage together as a people, walking out this season and making a statement, communicating to the Lord, Lord, I hear you. Lord, we receive this. Lord, I want to empty myself. I want to humble myself. I want to seek your face. I do want to examine my life. I do hear you, Lord, about how serious the situation of sin is in the world today, the need of salvation, how compromised even in the church we are today in so many ways. And, the first reading at Mass today is from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Moses talking to the people, today I set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments and statutes and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. Right? They're about to enter into the promised land, crossing the Jordan. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live in the land the Lord swore he would give you. So, the church is reminding us, this is the God we're dealing with. The God who gave us the commandments and spoke through Moses and said, this is a matter of life and death, how we respond to God and God's commandments and his call on us. And it requires taking it seriously. And then the church in its wisdom gives us the gospel reading here from Luke chapter 9 today. It's the call of discipleship. Jesus said to his disciples, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected. Be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. Jesus reveals now a shocking understanding of the destiny of the Messiah that absolutely blew away the apostles who thought, no, when the Messiah comes, it's time for us to triumph. It's time to bring down Rome. It's time for us to be everything we were meant to be. He's going to lead us to that victory. And Jesus said, no, the Son of Man must suffer. Of course, then we're going to read here in the season of Lent, the suffering servant, readings from Isaiah. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with much grief. Part of what Lent does, friends, it helps us walk out this dimension of the life of the Christian. This is not our home. And despite, how we might be prospering or experiencing power and all kinds of fun things in this life, this is not our home. And this is a place that again and again and again rejects the will of God, the kind of will that Moses spoke of. Love itself came in the person of Jesus. Heaven came. And what did man do? What gets revealed is the depth of sickness in the human heart. We silence the voice of love. We said, no, no. We have a different definition of love. We have a different definition of happiness and freedom and purpose. In fact, when Peter heard that, they don't have the account here, but when Peter heard that, after first saying, you know, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, and Jesus said, well done, Peter. And Jesus was so happy that the Father revealed to Peter the truth about him. It was the time, and he rejoiced in it. And then he said, okay, yes, that's true. I am the Messiah, but I want you to know now the Messiah must suffer and die. And Peter said, no way, no, can't be right. Then Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan. The reading here in Luke goes on. Then he said to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. It's interesting. If anyone wants to come after me, that's a term of discipleship. You know, the masters and the disciples at the time of Jesus, you'd see them walking, and they'd have the master be walking, and his disciples would be walking a few steps behind him in public. And the disciple was someone who often lived with the master. Their whole life was shaped and taught, and they took on the master's way of looking at things. And in some ways, even they were identified with him publicly. And Jesus said, okay, if you want to be like that, if you want to get behind me, I just want to be clear with you what it'll take. You must deny yourself. Deny the relationship you have to yourself. Often, we put ourselves first. We seek our own interests rather than the interests of others. We deny that relationship we have to ourselves that says, I'm first, I'm most important, what I want, what I need, what I desire to have. My will be done, not God's will be done. So Jesus, that's a fundamental first step. That's partly what this season is about, friend. We're asking ourselves the question, am I denying myself? Or am I fundamentally living for myself? Is everything about me? Is it mostly about me? Am I asking the Lord to be my cheerleader and to bless the butler, to serve my high purposes for my own life? Is it about me? Or am I dead to me in the way Scripture talks about? Am I taking up the cross? That is, the reality of what it costs personally and culturally to be identified with Christ publicly. The rejection of the world that comes to anybody who does that at one level or another. And he said to live in those two realities, the denial of self and the rejection of the world. He said, living out those two things, that's what it takes in part to follow him. He said, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose and forfeit himself? What does it profit a man to be an absolute hero, the goat, the powerful one on the earth, but doesn't deny himself, doesn't take up his cross, and doesn't follow Jesus? It gains him nothing. So what is your heart pursuing? Lent is all about where's your heart. Let's be honest before the Lord, friends, and humble ourselves. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.